Arla, Perak Beis Mishnah Gimel. Ha Arla Mala Es Ha Kilayim, Ba Kilayim Es Ha Arla. So Arla can help fix the Kilayim, that it could be permissible. Va Kilayim Es Ha Arla, and vice versa. Ve Ha Arla Es Ha Arla. So what does this mean? So the Rav says, one of them is actually talking about Netar Ivoi. We know that Netar Ivoi, before it's Netar Ivoi, it's Arla for 3 years. And that's the only reason it's called Arla, but really it's referring to Netar Ivoi. So Netar Ivoi can fix Arla and vice versa as well, just like we had in the previous Mishnah. So Ketzad, Sa Arla Shanafal Masayim. He had a Sav Arla that falls into, again, it doesn't mean 200 of Chulin, because 200 is Mevatel, one Sa of Arla. Arla and Kilei Karim, we said in the previous Mishnah, needs 200 versus it, and if you have that, it's Mevatel right away. So here also, the Rav says that if you say like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's Lav Dafka Masayim, it's 199. So you have one that falls into 199 of Chulin. So you have Arla that falls into 199 of Chulin. V'achakach nafla sa' v'od Arla. And then afterwards, another sa'ah and a little bit more of Arla falls in. O sa' v'od shel Kilei HaKerem. Or it's a sa' and a little bit of Kilei HaKerem. Now remember, Arla here has to mean either Netar Ivoi. But let's just keep it simple. Let's discuss the case of Kilei HaKerem, which is the other option. So this additional saw, the little bit more than a saw, was Kilei HaKerem. Taisis Yontif doesn't understand why we have to have v'od here at all. It should just be like the previous Mishnah, it should just be a saw. What does the od accomplish? And he goes into it a little bit. The Rav seems to address it. I had a hard time understanding the lumdus of what he was saying. So Mishnah says, Zohi Shah Arla Malasik Kilaim. So this is the case where Arla is Malak Kilaim. So that's the case where the Arla was mixed with 199 of Chulin. So that was Malasik Kilaim that fell in afterwards. Because you had 200 of Arla and Chulin versus the one and the little bit of Kilaim. Now, Luchari here, it's not one versus 200. Because the Kilaim is a little bit more than one. So it's interesting, the Rav does not say to try to work out this mission according to Rabbi Eliezer. So it could be you can't work it out because of the ode that's in addition to the one saw of Kilei HaKerem. In other words, it's not like the previous mission where it was 100 versus half. Here the case is, it's 200, not versus 1, but rather, once this one has va'od, when the Kilei HaKerem, the Kilaim has va'od, and you look at the whole picture, it's not 200 versus 1 anymore. It's going to be less than 200 versus 1 because the 1's bigger. And in the ratio, it's not going to work out that way. Nevertheless, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it still would be Mevatel. The 200 would still be Mevatel, the 1 Sav Ode of Kilei HaKerem. And vice versa, Va'kilayim Es Ha'Arla. And that 1 and a little bit of Sav of Kilayim when added to the 199. So now you have a little bit more than 200 of both Kilayim and Chulin. There Mevatel, the one saw of Arla. Veha Arla Es Arla. And so too, if the second case of where it was Arla, would also be Mevatel Arla, just like Kilayim is Mevatel the Arla.